We want to ask ourselves, in the light of what we have seen, I should add with the eyes of faith, what faith is, and how important it is for us, and how important it should be through us to all those, please God, tens of thousands whom we can influence because we strongly believe. We want to know not only how to keep this faith, but how we may grow in it and become daily stronger and clearer in the vision, the conviction, the courage, and in seeing the meaning of life. Let's remind ourselves that this faith of ours, which was infused into us at baptism, is a power. It is an ability of the mind to comprehend, never completely because we're dealing with mystery, but nevertheless, though never comprehensively, always increasingly. When we speak of believing in mysteries, we should not suppose that a mystery is something we do not know anything about. A mystery is something we don't know everything about. But part of our growth in faith is a growth in a deeper understanding of our faith, in a clearer vision, in a deeper conviction, in a hardier courage, and in an ever more perspicacious ability to see meaning even in what we used to call the trifles of life. So how do we grow in this faith? We grow, first of all, by reflecting on our faith. There is much more here than we have time to completely elucidate. But isn't it true that in whatever we know, or better, in whomever we know, because in the last analysis, who in one word synthesizes everything we believe? It's God. How do we come to know anything or anyone better? Isn't it by, well, if it is something, reading, studying, long pause, reflecting, which means bending over again, that which perhaps we've seen 100 times, but every time we come back to it with the intention of finding new meaning, we always do. And especially, how do we come to know someone better? Well, that's easy. By being more and more often and intimately in that person's company. First then, we shall grow in our faith if we study our faith. Where the Latin verb for study, studere, is described as zealous preoccupation . Secondly, if we wish to grow in our faith, we have got to pray on the faith and for the faith. In the context of prayer, while we are reflecting on the truths of faith, to address ourselves, even during our meditation, Lord, what does this mean? Addressing ourselves to God and asking Him, even as a student, how painfully well I know, asks the teacher, or as nowadays, tells the teacher, it doesn't make sense, which is his way of asking, what does it mean? So that we ask the Lord in prayer to help us to better understand what He has revealed, and just because we already believe it, let's never think we believe it as clearly or as deeply as we can, but also to pray for the faith. And among the petitions in the Gospels that should often be in our lips ought to be this one. Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Because frankly, the worst critic of our faith, the worst rationalist we've got to cope with, he is not some unbeliever on the campus of the University of Chicago, in whose environs I teach. The worst unbeliever is that part of our own mind which questions and questions and keeps questioning. Because in the nature of things, this mind of ours is made to see. It is a natural instinct. So let us ask God, Lord, that I may see. Vision is not blindness. It is a trustful vision of seeing what others who do not believe cannot see, where we see with the eyes of God because we trust Him who will not deceive us. Finally, and most importantly, if we want to grow in the faith we already have, and we should be stronger in our faith every day, we shall become stronger and deeper if we act on the faith that we have. Inasmuch as our faith is a power, it is a faculty, it must be put to use. Otherwise, it runs the risk of being atrophied. This, as we know, is a law of life. Have you ever been bedridden for a long, long time? Immobilized? Well, the longer those muscles are not used, perfectly good muscles, but just by not being used, a kind of functional paralysis can set in. Consequently, we should look for opportunities. A very good thing to do in meditation look for opportunities on how I can act on what I believe. Lord, now, will you help me to figure out this one? Let's give a few examples. We believe in God's providence, which means that God foresees everything and has a purpose in everything. I want to put my belief in providence into practice. So I sit down or I kneel down and I ask the Lord, help. No trouble. In any given day, how many things, quotes, happen to us that we don't like? People say things or do things that offend us. They keep us waiting, or they embarrass us by waiting, and then we seem to be the ones who are tardy. The essence of patience is faith in providence, because who would ever be impatient with God? But she said it. I heard her with my own ears. No, she didn't. God did. God is behind every human muscle, behind every human syllable, behind the least and the most unexpected, what seems to be accidental, human gesture. But what faith it takes. And if we want to grow in this, to see the lips of God behind the lips that offend me, and to hear the voice of God behind the statement that insults me, I've got to believe. And it's by trying every time this happens, to use a human word, and since we live among others, this happens all day, and as I discovered from the first week in the novitiate, it even happens at night. Never having slept in a room with anyone else before, I discovered to my surprise, some people snore. It is a lifetime of effort to keep brushing away the clouds of humanity that stand between what we think happens to us and what God puts into our lives. Doing that, I assure you, we shall grow in faith. We believe because we recite the Lord's Prayer so often, forgive us our trespasses. That's the old Anglo-Saxon for offenses. Forgive us our offenses as we forgive those who have offended us. We believe it. We must. We say it, don't we? awe. But to put that into practice, every time someone offends us, and to realize this is God's way of giving me a chance to expiate my own sins and invoke His mercy. This is to begin to grow in that faith which we develop by living it out. Let me close this meditation with a three-statement epilogue. There is salvation only through faith. Only those who believe will be saved. There is happiness only in faith. Only those, or better, insofar as those who believe do believe and act on their faith, are they happy and achievement is only by faith. Because if all achievements mean daring the impossible, once a person is convinced God wants it, surely only those have achieved and have achieved great things who, guided by faith, trusting in God, were sure that nothing is impossible with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.